надеюсь, что Ниражный Махарадж приедет без 15 час, поэтому я начну. Кто-то мне сказали говорить на английском, поэтому кто-то должен будет переводить.
Hare Krishna, welcome to the second day of our three-day seminars. Today we're going to have Anubhrish Prabhu speaking. He's from Russia. Today is Russian Day, so he's going to be speaking about book distribution. We have a Russian translator. He's going to be speaking in English, I think, no? But we don't have a translator.
Аппаражит или кто может?
А? No? Yes? You might have to do both, huh? Is there a translator? No? You didn't arrange something?
One person can try.
Speak slow.
And at 12:45, we'll have Narayana Swami coming. He's going to speak. And after Narayana Swami,
после Ниранджана с вами будет еще Дайна Нирада Прабху выступать.
Окей, thank you.
Попробуйте, да, переводить. Поближе к переводчику садитесь тогда, кто хочет что-то услышать. So I will try to speak about few great souls that left this world last year, 1 year ago. They were dedicated book distributors, Ananga Mahan Prabhu, Adhyagi Prabhu, and also Radhika Raman Prabhu. And 1 week ago, one more book distributor in Russia left. from Kazan. Jagannath Kara Prabhu, he was distributing maybe 15 years, he was distributing books every day. 47. So Ananga, first I will speak about Ananga Mahan Prabhu. He is on the left side. He was distributing books from 91, so it's around 20 years he was doing book distribution. And he was very sincere, although he did not have big results, but he was very dedicated to book distribution. He was going out every day. He was never satisfied with his results. Every time I visited the temple, he was stayed. He was asking how to improve, how to do more. Maybe I have to do some more service, not only book distribution, because I don't have big results. He was never satisfied, although during his 20 years of book distribution, he distributed 60,000 books. It's not small result. It's quite big result. But he was never satisfied with his results. And also he had many impediments. Many times he was beaten on book distribution, maybe 15 times he was beaten on book distribution. But he never stopped. He was a very simple person. He was doing any service. He was asked in the temple. He was clean. He was meeting guests. He was preaching during Sunday program. He was doing all services that was needed in the temple. But at the same time, when he was off other services, he was immediately going to distribute books on the street. And he was never stopping his book distribution. And at one moment, he was going door to door, and he met one couple. They were old people, like in their 60s. And they were very interested in the books. He showed them first canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. They were very interested. Showed them second canto. They told they will take also. He showed them Sarvakan, so they told they will take. And then they invited him inside and they said, "We want to ask you something very important. We see that these books are very important books and we want to ask you to promise us one thing." He said, "What is this?" And they said, "We want you to promise that you will distribute these books till the end of your life." And he made this promise, and next night he had a dream. The personal associates of Lord Chaitanya, they took him by hand and they brought him before Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya waved his hand like he was calling him. This was like 5 years ago. And 1 year ago, 1 month before his disappearance, he had another dream. It was continuation of this first dream. Lord Chaitanya came to him in the dream and he said, "I am very satisfied with your service and I am taking you back home." And he told about this dream to the temple president because the quarters of Sankirtan was in his name. So he told Lord Chaitanya, told that he is taking me. So they make papers that in other name of this flat because they have to have some place of residence for book distributors. And also he made a paper that his body would be burned. He made all preparations. And also he told his friend, they were always together, that Lord Chaitanya said like this, "I am going to make papers, you should also go because we are always together." Another person, he was not so enthusiastic for this, but he went home and it was one month before New Year, so he brought presents to his mother. Usually he was coming after New Year, and mother was very surprised why you came so early. He said that Ananga Mahan told that Lord Chaitanya is taking us, so I came to bring you presents. And mother said, "Maybe you are working too much, maybe you have to go for vacations, I will pay you. You can go to any resort place to take rest." But he said, "No, it's not, now it's marathon. In a few days, Prabhupada marathon is coming." So they put the books in the car and they went for the marathon, but they had a car accident and Lord Chaitanya takes them back home. And I want to speak also about Radhika Raman Prabhu. He was doing book distribution maybe 6 years. Yes, 1 year ago, after Mayapur festival, he went to Vrindavan, and he went to Yamuna, and he left body in Yamuna. And he was very dedicated to book distribution. He was very successful in his material life. He was very big sportsman. Everybody likes him. Although he was not too tall, but he was best basketball player in his country, like in his district. Then he started to write poetry, to play music, and he became best musician in his area. Everybody liked his presentations. And at one moment he met devotees and he liked it very much. He started to read Bhagavad Gita, started to come to Namahata in his town. And from the association of devotees, he understood that the best way to make spiritual progress is to become brahmachari in the temple. Although he had a fiance, like one girl, she was a miss of in that area, best girl in that area. Like there are competitions when many of them are coming together, and she was number one in that competition, and she wanted to become his wife, but he told her, "I am becoming devotee, so you should also become a devotee, but she failed, so he decided to go to Moscow to join the Brahmacharya Ashram to become his picture. He was only 29 years old when he left this world. And he decided to move to Moscow, and he came to Moscow Ashram, and devotees asked him, why did you came? What is your reasons to stay in the Brahmacharya Ashram? And he said, I want to serve Krishna, and I'm praying to get a spiritual master who will be very dear to Srimati Radharani. He will teach me how to surrender. Everybody was surprised that new Bhakta has such reasons to come to the temple. And he started to do some service in the temple, and he was doing so fast that he was doing all services needed in the ashram, and no other service was left. So manager said to him, you should go for Sankirtan because we don't have any more other service for you in the ashram. And here is Smita Krishna Prabhu. He took him for the first day on book distribution, and he looked very innocent. He was not like others who were trying to stop people and very heavy. He was just doing like dancing on the street, and devotees, they thought that he will not be so successful with such methods of book distribution, but at the end of the day he was number one on his first day of book distribution. And very quickly he became expert in book distribution. He started to teach others. Anything he was doing, he was best. He was best in cooking, he was best in teaching others. Very fast he studied Bhagavad Gita and other Shastra, and he started to teach devotees Bhakti Shastri. He was very expert doing massage. He learned from experts how to do this, and everybody was asking him to do massage because everybody has pain in the back when he is distributing books. He was happy to do the service for the devotees, and he was very serious in chanting holy names. Every book was coming out about chanting holy names, Harinama Chintamani, Sachinanda Maharaj's books, Mahanidhi's Maharaj's books. He was studied from first page to the last page, and immediately he started to do what was written there. He was not thinking about some future. Just next day he was starting to do whatever he learned from these books. And he became so famous about his chanting japa that devotees from other cities were coming to see how he is chanting japa. He was so inspirational for all the devotees. And he was doing everything he was doing with great concentration. He was completely absorbed in all activities. Sometimes he did not have results when he was going out on book distribution, and he asked senior devotees what he should do when books are not going out, and they said him, just do some menial service like cleaning toilets. And from that day to the last day of his life, he was doing this every night. When everybody was going to sleep, he was cleaning toilets. So everybody knew in the mornings when all the toilets were shining that Radhika Raman is in the ashram. He is not on traveling book distribution by this sign. Same day when he received this instruction, he was doing to the last day of his life. And every 2 weeks he was sending reports to his spiritual master, Bhaktivinoda Govinda Maharaj, saying that no other disciple was sending me reports so regularly and so inspiring reports. I finished my studies of Bhagavad Gita, now I'm teaching Bhagavad Gita, I'm doing book distribution, I have these results, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. Every 2 weeks he was sending reports, and spiritual master was so happy with him. He was on his Yasa Puja, he was glorifying him like anything. And his style of book distribution was very nice. He stopped one person, he started to preach to him, and he stopped at the same time he was stopping another person. He was telling him, just wait, I will speak to you in a few seconds. And he was preaching to one person, he finished, and he immediately go to the second person, he stopping third person, just wait. And nobody was rejecting him, everybody was stopping and waiting. As long as he was preaching to one person, other person was staying. It would take a few minutes, he was staying and he was waiting for his... And he liked very much to serve devotees, any service he can do. He was always avoiding prajalpan. He was never criticizing anybody. And if somebody would have some grudge against him, because he was too much concentrated, sometimes people thought that he does not pay attention to them, so they have some grudges. And if he would know that some person has this grudge, he immediately go to this person and was looking for an opportunity to do some service. Can I do a message for you? Can I do this for you? Can I do that for you? He was never tolerating that somebody has something about him. And he has so many friends. Even now in Mayapur, different people are asking, where is this boy? Because any person he would beat, he immediately would become like a friend with that person. In Vrindavan, many person are asking about him. Just some Vrijabhasis, where is this boy? Last year he was with you, where is he? He has gone. And after his departure, so many miracles happened after his departure. Because his spiritual master told that it's 100% because he left the body in Vrindavan, in Yamuna, 100% he went to Goloka Vrindavan. So many devotees, they kept his pictures. And one young Bhakta, he is now in Mayapur from Kazan, Igor, he just joined few months ago, and he was given the picture of Radhe Karaman. First he was going out and he was distributing maybe 1-2 books per day, but Devan Prabhu told him, if you will pray to Radhe Karaman, he will help you. And the next day he tried, he offered flowers to the picture of Radhe Karaman. He went out and he distributed 50 books. And next day he got the face, so he did same thing. He offered flowers, incense, prayed to the picture of Radhe Karaman, and he distributed 100 books. Next day, he took with him a few other boys, young boys. They together, they worshipped Radhe Karaman. They went out and they distributed 500 books together. And the same thing happened in Kazakhstan. But these devotees, they personally knew Radhe Karaman, and after his departure, they were meditating like anything about him. And any place they go, previously they were distributed 3-4 books in that places. It was considered very heavy places. But before going out, they started to meditate on Radhe Karaman, praying to him, and they started to distribute 50, 70 books a day. Even new bhaktas, they started to distribute huge amounts of books. And same thing happened in Nizhny Novgorod when Ananga Mohan left this world. They had, before his departure, they had 3-4 book distributors. But one by one, new devotees started to come. Now they have like 25 book distributors. And Adokshaja Prabhu, who was a big friend of Ananga Mohan, when they burned his body, he collected all the ashes and he made like samadhi, and he's traveling with his samadhi in his van. And this year he had a result he never had, although he's distributing book for 20 years, he never had such results. He's now like number, I don't know, maybe number 5 in the world. He never had such results, but by meditation. So we can learn from this that these persons who are going to the spiritual world, they have very great power. If we are meditating on Srila Prabhupada, on great Vaishnavas, who already in spiritual world we can get so much empowerment, inspiration, and we can also follow in their footsteps. We can go back home, back to Godhead. Maybe some questions before Maharaj will come.
How long does it take to distribute books?
Who?
This one that you just spoke about, left his body in Vrindavan. How long?
Radhikaraman Prabhu, he joined 6 years ago and he was distributing books all the time. He had many other services because he was so qualified. He was Sankirtan leader, he was teaching Bhakti Shastri, doing so many services. Although he wanted to distribute books from morning to evening, but because he has so many qualifications, he was always engaged in different services. But as soon as he was getting some time off, he was just immediately going out and distributing books. Even when his spiritual master, Govinda Maharaj, was in Moscow, he was doing personal service to him. But as soon as he would get 1 or 2 hours, he was just immediately going out and distributing books. Never, never idle. Any other questions? So now in Russia, many devotees are keeping pictures of these great souls. They want to be inspired by them.
A lot of devotees being made in Russia and all, and Americans still sleeping. So can you please give us the secret potency that you have? Can you tell us the secret so we can have some success?
There are many young people on the streets, so we are going out, then we are inviting them to come to the temple. We are getting their phone numbers, we are calling them, inviting them for Sunday programs. Then we are showing them that we have this ashram. After some time, they are coming to the temple. We are inviting them to stay in the ashram. Now we are opening every year one or two new ashramas around Russia because so many young people, they are just going around and they want to join. Like Devan Prabhu, he was distributing books in Rostov. It's one of the major cities in Russia, South Russia, and he met on that day he was very frustrated and he thought, today I will not distribute books, I will go back to the temple. But he saw one face that was completely miserable. He thought, to this man I can preach. He is more miserable than me. It was a young boy, he is now here, I think so. At least in Mayapur, he is not here. He is in Mayapur. So he approached this young boy. He said, your girl left you? He said, yes. So we have these books. He showed him the books. He preached to him. And he said to him, if you will have questions, please come to the same spot. And he bought a book, and next day he came because he read the whole book, but nobody was there because the temperature went down -20 and devotees went to other more warm place to distribute books. And for 1 month he was coming to the same spot looking for the devotees and he did not meet them. So he went back to his original city, Novosibirsk, and he also started to look around the city to find devotees. And after some days he met one devotee, although they don't have book distributors there. One devotee was going out once a month to distribute books and he met him by Krishna's mercy. And he was told that tomorrow one preacher is coming, so you should come to the temple. And he came, and it was Devan Prabhu who came to preach there, to arrange new Brahmachari ashram there. And he was amazed to see the same person who distributed book to him. And he was very happy. He approached Devan. Do you remember me? You sold me a book in Rostov. He was very happy. Devan brought him to Moscow. He taught him to distribute books, and he sent 5 brahmacharis to open the ashram in Novosibirsk. Now they have around 10 brahmacharis in Novosibirsk distributing books every day. Next city is Irkutsk. It will be Brahmachari ashram. Omsk and Irkutsk opened this year. Next year is Ekaterinburg. Every year we would open one more Brahmachari ashram, because so many young people, they want to join, and the congregation is in these places, they are saying we would support 100% these ashramas. So you just come here and open the ashram. We will give all support. So we have this program. We just have to invite these young people. They don't know what to do with their life. We have just to invite them, teach them, and we have so many, we would have so many nice book distributors, preachers. She's asking why the Lord took them so young. They were so young, why he took them so fast? They may distribute so many books. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, in one of his books, he is saying that like a gardener, when the fruit is ripe, he is taken off. He is not waiting when he will fall down and he will be... he just... Lord Krishna is like this. When the person is ready, he is taking him. He is not waiting so long. But of course, when the person has some special mission, he may stay very long, like Srila Prabhupada. He was staying until 80. He had a very special mission. And also, yes, Lord Krishna is also, he is seeing our desires. Like the day Radhika Raman left this world, he was chanting japa with one of these boys who are here in some Srila Prabhupada Samadhi. In the morning he was very concentrated and the tears were flowing from his eyes like anything. And this young boy, he asked him after he finished chanting japa, how we should pray when we are chanting japa? And he said we should pray that one day Lord Krishna would take us back home. And it seems that day he was praying very sincerely. And Lord Krishna took him. Any answer?
I missed the very beginning of the talk, so this might have already been said, but I just was wondering how long you've been involved with book distribution and what your service is now in Russia.
Who of them?
You.
Me?
Yeah.
I joined in 1990. I met devotees in 1989 in Kyiv, but I was studying in Moscow. So when I came back to Moscow to study, and I met one devotee who was distributing tickets for the programs, for the program devotees were doing in the center of the city, and he was chanting japa like anything. I told him I want to have a ticket. He said, I will finish my round, you should wait. I bought a ticket from him, I came for the program, and they gave me the address of the first temple on this program. So I came to the temple for a few times, and there was a class about book distribution. One senior devotee brought a tape of Hare Krishna Swami. It was very inspiring lecture about book distribution. So I became very inspired, but I was not chanting japa at that time, just one or two rounds. And I was pushing devotees, please take me on book distribution. And they told, no way, you should start to chant japa, then we will take you. So one day I chanted like 12 rounds and they took me on book distribution. It was like March or April of 1990. And first day I was caught by the police three times. Each time I was sitting like 1 hour in police station. But it was so ecstatic to distribute Srila Prabhupada's books that I continued. And after some time I learned how to escape from the police. And we were distributing books from the tables because it was very easy. You just have to put books on the table and huge crowd of the people was surrounding you. And then they were asking, these books about God? Yes, and they were starting to buy like anything. If you have 100 books, you will distribute 100, 400, 400. Because everybody was interested in books about God after fall down of the Soviet Union. Everybody was looking for these books, but there was no books. Only Hare Krishna devotees, they have books about God. It was very easy. It was very ecstatic. We have books with this cover on it. You have to put cover on it. But there was no time. We were given books and they were given this cover, and we were saying to the people, you will put the cover at your home. Then it became more difficult to distribute books from the table, and we went out of the metro. We were distributing underground in the metro stations for 2 years. We did not see the sun. We was underground. Then it became difficult, so we came out and we started to distribute books in different places. First we started in the restaurants. We thought it's a good place to distribute books. Everybody was buying this. People who was serving in the restaurant, those who was washing pots, the guards. So we were distributing like 40 sets in one restaurant. All the members of this restaurant, they were buying one set. Then we thought maybe we should try other places like shops. And same thing happened. The salesmen, the people who was bringing this, bringing all the things to the shop, like 20 sets to one shop. All the members of the shop, they were buying sets of books.
How many books in a set?
At the beginning, we have only 5 books. At the beginning. Bhagavad Gita, Krishna book, and first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam and Science of Self-Realization. It was small sets, and gradually as books have been translated into Russian, we increased the set. Then we started factories. It was big book distribution. And then 1994, the factory stopped and we started to distribute books just on the street. And 99% of book distribution is now on the street. Just few devotees like me are distributing books to the offices. Maybe a few devotees going door to door, and 99% of the devotees are going on the street, just approaching people and distributing books.
Thank you. So, what's your, like your main, most powerful realization? The thing that keeps you going, the thing that inspires you more than anything else. If you had the opportunity to just tell, one thing to devotees, the single most important thing about Krishna consciousness, what is that for you?
I have so many sources of inspirations, but maybe one of the most important are Srila Prabhupada's prayers. I am chanting them every morning before going on book distribution. They are in songbook, they are in Science of Self-Realization, these prayers are there. They are so inspiring. Hare Krishna. Srila Niranjana Maharaj ki jai.
Simultaneously, you want to do? I mean, I'm used to line by line. You want to do it that way? How many speak Russian? Maybe you better do it line by line. Can they see you? Okay. First, please forgive me. I tried to come earlier. I've been in a meeting all morning, and I just finished my meeting about 3 minutes ago. And I have to be someplace else at 1:30.
So
it's just the nature of my life here in my Om Agyananta Marandasya Gananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unlinitam Yenatasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Ukam Karoti Vachalam Pangam Langaya Te Garim Yat Kripatama Hamade Shri Gurundinataranam Nama Om Vishnu Vidaya Krishna Pristaya Vutale Shimati Bhakti Vidanta Swaminitinamane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharane Nivishesha Sanyavari Pastichade Satarane Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasudhi Gaurav Bhaktarvinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So on the way over here, on the back of the motor scooter, I was thinking about what I would speak about. And a thought came to my mind to tell a story. And something I personally experienced.
Is my original word.
And I apologize because the story is actually something that connected with myself. But I'll try to, after telling the story, I'll try to explain it in such a way to show what I feel is its relevance to the topic which I'm supposed to speak about. Which I believe is, as I've been told by Vijay Prabhu, that I should talk about something to encourage the devotees in their service of book distribution. Before I start, I first would like to thank Vijay Prabhu. I've known him for many, many years. I was his GBC 24 years ago, something like that. And one out and used to watch him distributing books in Miami. And was always very inspired by his dedication to distributing Srila Prabhupada's books. And even back then, 24 years ago, when I was with him in Miami International Airport, I was very impressed by the way he captured people. And induced them to very favorably accept one of Srila Prabhupada's books. But for me, that's always been a very great inspiration. Is leaving people with a very favorable impression that they've actually received something that they are looking for. And I know he tries to embody that spirit in his preaching today. And therefore I'm very grateful to his service that he's doing for all of you and for our society as our book distribution minister. And I really hope he has many more years ahead of him to be, continue to do this encouraging service. As we also see many other devotees such as Naveen Narada, who also embodies the same mood. And I can see that he is also very eager to share his realizations and experiences as well. So that already took 5 minutes, so I better move on. My time is limited. I'm going to tell a story about an experience I had once flying in an airplane. Some of you may have heard this story before, but I don't think I've told it in this context. I was flying on a flight from Minnesota in the United States to San Jose, I think it was, about a 4-hour flight. And before boarding the plane, the persons, the gate agents, were calling out names for people who were being upgraded to business class. So somebody called the gatekeeper called my name and said, you've been upgraded to business class, and gave me a ticket, said you can go on board.
И этот агент сказал, вы тоже вас подняли до бизнес-класса, ваш билет, поэтому вы можете ехать в бизнес-класс.
Now, unknown to me at the time is there was one gentleman sitting by the gate who was watching my every movement.
И один джентльмен, он сидел у ворот и смотрел за каждым моим движением.
And as it turned out, later, that gentleman was also in business class in the seat next to me. So although I went onto the plane first, he came on much later, just before our flight took off.
Я зашел в самолет первым, а он подошел в самом конце уже, когда вот-вот самолет должен был взлетать.
And then he put his things up in the overhead, he sat down.
Он поставил свои вещи в багажник и присел.
And very shortly thereafter the plane took off.
И очень быстро самолет взлетел.
And he turned to me and said, you know, I was watching you by the gate.
И он сказал, я наблюдал за тобой уже в аэропорту.
And I wanted to tell you that your sweater doesn't match your clothes.
Я хочу тебе сказать, что вот твой свитер, он к твоей одежде вообще не подходит.
So I said, thank you. I didn't realize that.
Спасибо, сказал я, не заметил этого.
I expressed gratitude for helping me dress appropriately.
Что он помогает мне правильно одеться.
So then. After he did that, he waited a few minutes, and then he turned to me. He said, okay, what is this? What's this all about? He's looking at my clothes, my shaved head. And he was trying to probe a little bit more deeply into who I was. So I began explaining a little bit about myself. I was mostly speaking, he was asking some questions. And because he asked about my cloth, I explained to him about sannyas life. And how I lived as a renounced monk, and I traveled, lectured. And then the first question he asked me is, are you married? I said, no, I'm not married. I'm not married, and I've taken a vow to not get married. And he was asking a lot of probing questions about me. And I tried my best to answer them about how I lived. And then one point in the conversation, he stopped. It was probably about, I'm making this short, it was probably about an hour, at least an hour, after asking questions. And then he started telling me about himself. And he started explaining about his personal life. He started telling me about his family problems. Started telling me about his children. He was telling me about how he had one child who was autistic and had learning disabilities, and how it was very difficult for him as a father. And he started telling me about his wife, how somehow he married a woman from Pakistan, and he's telling me about her. He was a Westerner, but he married a woman from Pakistan, and the difficulties he had in his family relationships.
И потом он сказал, что жена у него вообще-то из Пакистана, и он вообще, то есть у него много трудностей.
He started telling me about how much money he has.
Начал рассказывать, сколько у него денег.
He's a multi-millionaire.
Yeah, он сказал, я мульти-мультимиллионер.
And that flight that I happened to be on was a flight that he takes three times a week from Canada to San Jose, California.
И три раза в неделю он летает на этом самом рейсе из Миннесоты в Сан-Хосе, в Калифорнию.
Then he was saying how, you know, his wealth didn't really bring him the happiness he expected.
В конце концов он признался, что все это богатство не сделало его счастливым.
So after about another hour of that,
это продолжалось еще час, он рассказывал все о себе.
All of a sudden, he just stopped.
Неожиданно он снова остановился.
And he looked out the was looking out the window. I was sitting in the window seat, he was sitting in the aisle seat, and he was looking out the window of the plane, and his face dropped.
Dropped
his long face. He looked very agitated. Almost as if he was getting angry. And I didn't know how to take this, so I just stood and waited for him to say something.
Я не мог понять, как на это реагировать, поэтому я выжидал.
And he just stood there motionless for a couple of minutes with a real, almost angry look on his face.
И он стоял так неподвижно практически несколько минут с таким выражением гнева на лице.
And then he turned to me.
Потом он повернулся ко мне.
And said, "Why am I telling you all these things?"
Почему я все это тебе рассказывал?
I've never told any of these things to anybody.
Я никому в жизни ничего такого не рассказывал.
I just told you about my wife, my children, my family, my life.
Я рассказал тебе все о жизни, о детях, о своей жизни.
You're a complete stranger.
Ты вообще здесь просто как попутчик случайный.
Even my most confidential friends, I've never told them these things.
Даже своим близким друзьям я никогда ничего подобного не рассказывал.
And he still had an angry look on his face.
Он все еще у него лицо было разгневанное.
So I didn't know what to say because I thought maybe he thought that I was prying into his personal life, but I never asked him a single question.
Возможно, он подумал, что я знаю все секреты его частной жизни, но я же ничего не просил его об этом рассказывать.
And after a few minutes of that,
спустя несколько минут молчания,
all of a sudden the expression of his face completely changed.
Его лицо мгновенно изменилось.
He looked almost happy and he slapped his hands. He said, "That's it."
Он выглядел практически счастливым, и он хлопнул ладоши и сказал, "Вот оно."
And I was sitting in suspense.
Я подумал, интересно, что же это?
What's it?
Что это?
What is it? Tell me.
О чем он говорит?
And he just said again, he said, "That's it."
Он опять сказал, "Вот оно."
And I said, "Okay, tell me, what is it?"
Ну скажи тогда, что это такое, сказал я ему.
He said, "I know why I told you all these things."
Я знаю, почему я все это тебе рассказал.
I said, "Why?"
Почему?
He said, "Because you're happy."
Потому что ты счастлив.
You don't have a wife.
У тебя нет жены.
You don't have a home.
У тебя нет дома.
You don't have a bank account.
У тебя нет счета в банке.
You don't have any place to live permanently.
У тебя нет постоянного места жительства.
All your possessions are in a suitcase on the bottom of this plane.
Все, что у тебя есть, в этом чемодане, который там в багаже лежит.
And you're happy.
И ты счастлив.
That's why I told you.
Вот почему я тебе рассказал все это.
So then he said, "Tell me."
Скажи мне, сказал он.
How did you get that way?
Как ты стал счастлив?
So I took that as like the opening.
Я принял это как открытые двери.
And I started telling him about Prabhupada.
Я начал рассказывать ему о Прабхупаде.
I said, "Well, actually, all this is the credit of my spiritual master."
Я сказал ему, все это заслуга моего духовного учителя.
And I just started talking about Prabhupada, and he said, "Did he write any books?"
И когда я рассказывал ему о Прабхупаде, он сказал, "А твой духовный учитель написал какие-то книги?"
So I said, "Yes, it just so happens he wrote one book, Bhagavad Gita, as it is. That was the first book I read."
И он сказал, "Да, он написал замечательную книгу Бхагавад Гита, как она есть, это первая книга, которую я прочитал."
And then he said to me, "You know, I'm a businessman."
Он сказал, я бизнесмен.
I know when something's valuable.
Я знаю, что если есть что-то ценное.
And I know when I have a good investment.
Я знаю, что если есть что-то ценное, туда нужно вкладывать деньги.
I want that book.
Я хочу эту книгу.
How can I get that book?
Как мне получить эту книгу?
So that I actually didn't have a Bible to get it with me.
И, к сожалению, книги у меня с собой не было.
Я не видел. Прости, you can chastise me a little later.
Отдувайте меня.
But I didn't have a Gita with me.
Со мной не было Гиты.
And he just wanted that book.
Он все требовал.
I couldn't give him anything else. Because I считаю, the book I spoke about.
Потому что это та книга, о которой я говорил.
So I took his email address and
его электронный адрес.
And I connected him to Surya Prabhu.
Связал его с Сурой Прабху.
Who was the book, mail order for the BBT in Los Angeles.
Который рассылает книги по почте в Лос-Анджелесе.
So why am I telling this story?
Почему я рассказываю эту историю?
I'm telling the story because I felt it was somewhat connected to the topic about distributing Prabhupada's books.
Потому что я считаю, что это непосредственно связано с темой распространения книг.
Another thing he said to me, I forgot.
Еще одна вещь он сказал мне.
Another why I was, he was so impressed about me.
Почему он был так впечатлен мной?
He said, not only was he impressed because I wasn't married, I didn't have any money.
Он его впечатлил не только то, что я не женат, что у меня нет денег в банке.
He said, you weren't even agitated when I told you your sweater doesn't match your clothes.
Он сказал, ты даже не заволновался, когда я сказал тебе, что твой свитер не подходит к твоей одежде.
He used that as more of his evidence of why I was happy.
Почему я счастлив?
So, anyways, I believe it's very relevant for devotees who distribute books.
Поэтому это очень.
This story is very relevant for those who distribute books.
Эта история очень важна для тех, кто распространяет книги.
We're actually supposed to make people want to take Srila Prabhupada's books.
Наша задача в том, чтобы вдохновить людей взять книги.
That means we have to be happy about what we're doing in Krishna consciousness.
Мы должны быть счастливы тем, что мы делаем в сознании Кришны.
We have to be convinced ourselves that our life as devotees is a happy life.
Мы должны быть убеждены в том, что наша жизнь как преданных это счастливая жизнь.
Whether we're sannyasi, grihastha, vanaprastha,
независимо
от того, is not really the topic for discussion.
Независимо от того, кто мы, саньяси, грихастха, ванапрастха или брахмачари.
Because Srila Prabhupada always spoke very strongly about the principles of renunciation in all four varnas.
Потому что Шрила Прабхупада говорил о том, что отречение является важнейшим фактором для всех четырех варн ашрама.
And we have to be detached.
И мы должны быть отреченными.
We have to be tolerant.
Мы должны быть терпеливыми.
Yeah. These are the principles of a preacher. Book distributors are supposed to be preachers.
Таковы принципы проповедника. Распространитель книг должен быть проповедником.
These principles of brahminical life.
Это принципы брахманической жизни.
Дамасча сатьям чатамаста пасча матсарям хисти тикшана сурья ягасча данам чатрат ча дритишу там ча британи вай гадасья брахманасья. It describes the qualities of a brahman.
Каково качество брахманов?
Brahman has to be perfectly religious.
Brahman должен быть совершенно религиозным.
He has to be truthful.
Правдивым.
He has to be able to control his senses.
Должен контролировать свои чувства.
He has to be non-envious towards others.
Он не должен завидовать никому.
He has to be detached, humble, tolerant.
Отреченным, терпеливым.
He has to be expert in performing sacrifices,
опытным в совершении жертвоприношений,
giving whatever he has in charity,
раздавать все, что он имеет в милостыню.
He must be learned in the scriptures,
должен хорошо знать Писание,
fixed in devotional service,
и утвердиться в преданном служении.
These are the qualities of a brahmin.
Таковы качества брахмана.
He has to be able to perform austerities. This is the 12th. Perform austerities.
И также очень важно, он должен совершать аскезу.
These are the 12 qualities of brahminical life as given in Shastra.
Таковы 12 качеств романической жизни, описанные в Шастре.
So, it's very important when devotees are distributing books in a detached way.
Очень важно, чтобы преданные были непривязанными, когда они распространяют книги.
They're not interested in any personal gain.
Они не заинтересованы в личной выгоде.
They're simply interested in actually giving Krishna and Prabhupada to others.
Их интересует только как дать Кришну и Шрила Прабхупаду другим.
And they have to be tolerant.
И они должны быть терпеливыми.
Tolerant of the adversities that, which come in preaching Krishna consciousness.
Они должны быть терпеливыми по отношению к тем испытаниям, которые будут приходить в процессе проповеди сознания Кришны.
Tolerant of the insults which may be given by the non-devotees about our movement, about Prabhupada, about his books.
Нужно терпеть те оскорбления, которые люди будут на улице совершать по отношению к нам, к книгам Шрилы Прабхупады.
And they actually have to embody somebody who really has confidence and faith that what he's doing is for the welfare of others.
Yeah, они должны быть полностью убеждены в том, что то, что они делают, это для блага других.
When a devotee actually embodies these moods, these qualities, it's attractive.
Если преданный воплощает в себе эти качества, он становится очень привлекательным.
We oftentimes hear from devotees who distribute books that it's not so much the books that people are buying, it's the distributor.
Очень часто мы слышим от преданных, что люди покупают не книги, а они покупают самого преданного.
We're convinced what the books contain. We're convinced of what the books contain.
Мы олицетворяем то, что написано в книгах.
And if we're convinced that what the books contain has made us into what we are today.
Если мы убеждены в том, что то, что содержится в этих книгах, сделало нас такими, как мы есть сейчас.
Happy in Krishna consciousness.
Счастливыми в сознании Кришны.
Detached.
Отреченными.
Tolerant.
Терпеливыми.
Able to perform austerities.
Способными совершать аскезы.
Perform sacrifices.
Совершать жертвоприношения.
It's attractive.
Это очень привлекательно.
This man was attracted.
Этот человек привлекся.
He had millions of dollars.
У него миллионы долларов.
But he already realized it's just money.
Но он понял, что это просто бумага.
Didn't buy him happiness.
Она не принесла ему счастья.
He was miserable.
Он просто страдал.
Even at one point in the conversation, he looked at me.
В какой-то момент беседы он посмотрел на меня.
He said, "How old are you?"
Он сказал, сколько тебе лет?
And when I told him how old I was, he was shocked.
Когда он услышал мой возраст, он был в шоке.
I said, "Are you serious?"
Ты что, серьезно сказал?
I'm 10 years younger than you.
Я на 10 лет младше тебя.
You look like my little brother.
А ты выглядишь как мой младший брат.
Couldn't believe it.
Он не мог поверить.
He just couldn't believe it.
Он не мог поверить это.
So it's the devotees who are practicing Krishna consciousness and giving themselves to others, which are actually encouraging and inspiring others to take Srila Prabhupada's books.
Именно те преданные, которые практикуют сознание Кришны, представляют себе все эти качества, вдохновляют людей брать эти книги.
It's all of you.
Все вы.
I see Bhrigupati Prabhu.
Я вижу здесь Бхригупати Прабху.
He's been distributing books for 40 years.
Он уже 40 лет без остановки распространяет книги.
40 years.
40 лет.
Do you understand what kind of an example this is to people?
Можно себе представить, какой это пример для людей?
He is happy, happiest, just when he's out distributing Prabhupada's books.
Он самый счастливый человек в мире, когда он на улице распространяет.
He even came up to me the other day.
Он подошел ко мне другой день.
He said, "Maharaj, you know, I'm listening to so many things, but my mind's a little disturbed. I'm overloaded."
Он сказал, я слушаю здесь столько много разных бесед, мой ум перегружен, я обеспокоен.
And I said to him, yeah, you probably wish you were out distributing books. He said, yeah.
Я сказал, наверное, ты был бы счастливым, если бы сегодня тебя выпустили на улицу распространять книги. Он сказал, да, и расплылся в улыбке.
It's his life.
Это жизнь.
He loves it.
Он любит это.
So because he's so happy distributing Prabhupada's books, so happy with what Prabhupada gave us, he's getting so much reciprocation from going out and giving himself to others. And while he's at it, people are taking books from him.
И он испытывает такое блаженство, когда он выходит и распространяет книги. Люди берут у него книги.
This is a book distributor.
Вот это распространение.
This is powerful preaching.
Вот это могущественная проповедь.
To be happy with the service that Srila Prabhupada has given us.
Быть счастливыми тем служением, которое дал нам Шрила Прабхупада.
If we're convinced of that.
И мы убеждены в этом.
And we live the way Prabhupada taught us to live.
Мы живем так, как хотел Шрила Прабхупада.
We'll be able to face all the adversities in preaching Krishna consciousness.
Будем так жить, то мы будем рады встретить любые испытания на пути сознания Кришны.
And we'll be able to convince others to take Шрила Прабхупада books.
И мы будем способны убедить других взять книги Шрила Прабхупада.
Let's get everybody to say, I want that book.
То есть нужно так довести человека до такого состояния, что он скажет, я хочу эту книгу.
That's your service.
Это ваше служение.
To convince them that I want that book.
Убедить их, что я хочу эту книгу.
Now, this was a 4-hour flight. I agree. I definitely had an advantage. The flight I was on was a 4-hour flight. I had an advantage.
Конечно же, у меня было это преимущество, то, что полет длился 4 часа.
From takeoff to landing, we were talking.
Наша беседа продолжалась с момента взлета до момента посадки.
So I had a captive audience. So I had a captive an audience that was.
То есть моя аудитория была захвачена.
You may not have that much time to convince somebody to take a book.
У вас, конечно же, не будет столько времени на улице, чтобы убедить человека.
But if you follow those same principles,
если вы будете следовать тому же принципу,
you will be successful.
Вы будете успешны.
I have to go.
Мне пора идти.
Thank you very much.
Большое спасибо. Thank you very much, Nandini Swami. Looking forward to more in the future. So now we'll have Navina Nirada Prabhu speak. He's the Minister of Book Distribution for 8 years, I believe. So let's give him a warm welcome.
Gyanatimarandasya Giranjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanyamano Vistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupagada Mayam Dadati Svapadantikam Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukam karoti vachalam pangum angayate girim Yat kripadam aham vande sri guru dinataranam Manchakalpatrubhyascha kripa sindhubhya evacha Patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha Hare Krishna. Thank you for inviting me. It's an honor to be here in all of your association. I hope I'm not going to ruin it. Because it started good. And it got better. So I'll just reflect on some of the things that I've heard from the previous speakers. Sankirtan is a very special activity, and the main prerogative, the main goal is not to get in the way, not to stand in the way when the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda is flowing.
И главная цель Санкиртаты – это не стать препятствием для милости Господа Чайтанья на пути этой милости.
Because as soon as we think ourselves, the doers, the controllers, the enjoyers, then it stops. Everything becomes very difficult.
Потому что как только мы начинаем думать, что мы действующие, мы контролирующие, все прекращается.
And Sankirtan is one of the only moments where I can say that sometimes I can just observe myself, like in a third person, and see how the exchange is taking place, but I'm watching it. And I see how Krishna's energy is actually acting and this person is becoming attracted to Krishna and is able to take that book. And I'm able to witness it as a third person, how Krishna is using me as an instrument.
Когда я погружаюсь в распространение книг, я как наблюдатель, я просто наблюдаю, как милость Кришны протекает через меня, как посторонний наблюдатель.
So that realization and that experience, that taste is so profound that I have seen book distributors become totally addicted to this activity and nothing equals that taste.
Я наблюдаю за многими распространителями книг, это приносит им такой вкус, что они становятся зависимы от этого вкуса. Они не видят ничего, что приносило бы такой же вкус.
I have used the video clips of Vijay Prabhu and Bhrigupati Prabhu and others for dozens and dozens of times.
Я пользовался видеоклипами, которые сделал Vijay Prabhu, Bhrigupati Prabhu, больше 12 раз.
So these devotees are here. You can see them in action, not just when they're distributing books, but when they're in the temple room, chanting their rounds, when they're studying verses, when they're listening to class. They're absorbed. They're focused.
Эти преданные сегодня с нами, мы можем наблюдать, как они читают джапу, как они читают книги, как слушают лекции, насколько они погружены.
And we should have in our heart the desire, I want to become like this person.
У нас должно быть такое желание, я хочу стать таким же, как они.
When I came to Zurich Temple in the early 80s, there was Rohini Sutta Prabhu, there was Harinamananda, there were so many others, and I knew that they had it, and I wanted what they had.
Когда я присоединился к храму в Цюрихе в 80-х годах, там был Рохини Сутта Прабху, Харинамананда Прабху, и я видел их экстазы, я думал, я хочу стать таким же, как они.
Since Amrish Prabhu talked about a few devotees who had left in the last couple of years or months the planet, when I came, there was a devotee, his name was Jagadananda.
Поскольку уже говорили о тех преданных, которые недавно оставили этот мир, когда я присоединился, был преданный по имени Джагадананда.
And his book distribution was very outstanding.
Его распространение книг было потрясающим.
He would go into offices and corporates, into banks, into big office buildings where nobody could enter, and he would find his way somehow to the top floor and get into the office and just start capturing the attention of the boss of the company and talk with him and chat with him and get him to buy the full set of Prabhupada's books and give him big amounts of money.
И он так или иначе пробирался в самые крутые офисы, банки, самые крутые фирмы, попадал к директору и уговаривал его взять полный комплект книг Шрилы Прабхупады, это около 50 книг.
So he distributed books for many, many years and did great service for the movement of
Prabhupada.
But somehow he became bewildered and got sidelined, and he thought he'd take a break, and he went to Goa. And then he left his body in Goa because Krishna said, "No, okay, you shouldn't do this nonsense." And he took him out.
Он оставил тело в Гоа. Кришна решил, что пора кончаться с этими глупостями.
There was another devotee. His name was Haribolananda.
Был еще один преданный по имени Хариболананда.
Very young, very focused and empowered preacher.
Очень молодой, могущественный проповедник, сосредоточенный.
He would go office to office and he would only distribute sets. He would not give individual books. He would just carry a suitcase and go into the office and put the suitcase on the table, put out all the books and said, "This is it."
Он заходил в офис и доставал полный комплект книг, шел по упаду из чемодана, говорил, держите. Он никогда не давал по одной книге.
And every day he would sell 3, 4, 5, sometimes up to 7 full sets.
И иногда он за день продавал 3, 4, 5, 7 полных комплектов книг Шрилы Прабхупады, это по 50 книг.
Why? Because he had faith. He had full faith in the potency of Prabhupada's books.
У него была полная вера в могущество книг Шрилы Прабхупады.
One time after Govardhan Parikrama, Danudhar Maharaj took us to the room in the back of Krishna Balaram Mandir.
Однажды, когда мы проходили Говардхан Парикраму с Данурдарой Махараджем, он отвел меня в одну комнату позади храма.
Where Буддиманта Прабху was about to leave this world. You knew him, but for most of us, he's just a name we remember, we heard about in Lilamrita. He was just, yeah.
И он привел меня в комнату позади Кришна Баламандира, в которой оставлял тело знаменитый санкиртанщик 70-х годов Буддиманта Прабху.
How many of you have heard of Buddhimanta?
Кто из вас слышал это имя?
He's there in Lilamrita. He's one of the original book distributors.
Один из первых и самых могущественных распространителей книг.
So, he's the one who, at the gas station, instead of paying for the gas, he gave the gas station attendant books. And then they figured out, hey, this works, you know, we can do this. Because these big silver Krishna books with red letters which said, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everybody thought, no, this, we can't sell these books, they're too big, and it says Krishna.
И он был как раз тот человек, который на заправочной станции дал заправщику книгу Кришна. Все думали, это невозможно, такая большая книга, большими буквами написана Кришна, это невозможно продавать эти книги. Но он был первым.
So not only did he distribute, but he also went around to all different temples and he taught all the other devotees how to distribute. And Prabhupada was very happy with him.
И он не только сам распространял книги, но он объехал все храмы в Америке и обучил преданных, как распространять книги. И Шрила Прабхупада был очень счастлив.
So he had a disabilitating disease and he was not in good shape. But when he spoke about Prabhupada and his memory of Prabhupada, his consciousness became very clear.
И хотя он находился в очень тяжелом состоянии, его тело было практически разбито, когда он заговорил о Шриле Прабхупаде, он просто сиял.
So he said at one time he came back from Sankirtan and Prabhupada was giving a darshan and Buddhimanta came in and Prabhupada's face lit up and he said, oh, here's Buddhimanta, how was Sankirtan? And they just started to have a conversation, even though there was darshan going on, so many people sitting there.
Он рассказал историю, как однажды шел даршан, и он вернулся после Санкиртана, и Дандавати упал перед Шрилой Прабхупадой, и Шрила Прабхупада прекратил даршан, сказал, о, Буддхиманта, это ты? И они начали беседовать между собой, хотя шел даршан.
Buddhimanta only had his dhoti on and a bare chest. He had no shirt. So Prabhupada told his servant, one time I heard he gave his own shirt, sometimes I heard the servant got a shirt from his room. So Prabhupada gave his own shirt to Buddhimanta right there.
Когда он зашел, он был без курты, и Шрила Прабхупада послал слугу. Некоторые говорят, что он свою курту Шрила Прабхупада отдал ему. Некоторые говорят, что это была новая курта из комнаты Шрила Прабхупада.
And then Buddhimanta was laughing like anything, and he was saying, I was only distributing a few books, you know, like every day, just a few dozens. But you are distributing hundreds and hundreds of books. Prabhupada gave me his shirt. What would he give you?
И Буддхиманта говорил, я в то время распространял пару десятков книг в день, Шрила Прабхупада мне подарил свою личную курту. А вы сейчас сотни книг распространяете.
Who here wants to get Prabhupada's shirt?
Кто хочет курту Шрилы Прабхупады?
It's a rhetorical question. Everybody, you can still get Prabhupada's shirt today when you engage in Sankirtan and you sacrifice some of your time and your energy, of your life breath, to distribute Prabhupada's teachings to others.
И вы сегодня же можете получить эту курту Шрилы Прабхупады, выходя на улицу и распространяя его книги.
Then Buddhimanta left this world and we only found out later that it was on Shivaratri that he left this planet. And I remember to this day where I was and what kind of a day it was. Because on that day everybody had the best day in the whole year, even though it was not marathon. So I remember on that day I distributed like 250 Mahabooks. It was like two Srimad Bhagavatam sets and one Chaitanya Charitamrita sets. People were just throwing money at me. I didn't know why.
И в этот день люди просто бросали у меня деньгами, я не знаю почему. Я попробовал два полных комплекта Шримад Бхагаватам, один полный комплект Чайтанья Чаритамриты. Я не понимал, что происходит.
Later on I understood why.
Позже я понял, почему это произошло.
Because Krishna said, today is the day where my devotee Buddhimanta comes back to me. So today it's books for everybody. Whoever wants, there's no limits. You all take it.
Потому что Кришна сказал, сегодня мой преданный возвращается ко мне, пусть все получат книги.
Because Buddhimanta had that faith.
Потому что у Буддхиманты была эта вера.
So we should introspect and look into our heart, what is the quality of my faith?
И мы должны заглядывать в свое сердце, оценивать, каково качество моей веры.
Faith in Sanskrit is Shraddha. Shraddha also means to give one's heart.
На санскрите вера обозначена словом Shraddha, которое также означает.
So that is not blind faith. That is not just faith that yes, this is an ideology and this is something that we made up because we need some slogan, some motto to keep everybody doing what they're doing.
Также слово шатха означает отдавать сердце, то есть это не должна быть слепая вера, когда мы верим в какую-то лозунг, вот все должны это делать.
So that faith comes when we associate with devotees who have that quality, that strong faith.
Эта вера приходит, когда мы общаемся с преданными, имеющими.
And by the practice of intensive sadhana bhakti and studying Prabhupada's books on a daily basis, that faith will gradually develop. So this potency that I was speaking about initially in the beginning, Krishna Shakti Vinanahe Tara Pravarta, this is Krishna's potency, and it is manifesting through Lord Nityananda and through the spiritual master, and we are just the deliverer of the message.
И эта милость исходит от Кришны, Кришна Шакти, она это Рапрартан, она исходит от Господа Нитянанда, она приходит к нам через духовного учителя, и мы просто должны быть хорошими приемниками этой милости.
So the vision is given by Srila Prabhupada in the seven purposes of ISKCON.
Миссия Шрила Прабхупада изложила в семи целях ISKCON.
What are we trying to do? Why we're doing what we're doing?
Что мы делаем, как мы должны делать, и с чего мы должны достичь.
So, as Srila Niranjan Maharaj spoke about, happy devotees are the most attractive book distributors and the most successful book distributors.
И как уже сказал Шрила Ниранджана Махарадж, самые успешные распространители книг — это счастливые распространители книг.
So, when you're practicing preaching book distribution, then we get very strong taste.
Когда вы практикуете проповедь, распространение книг, вы обретаете огромный вкус.
No matter what the result is.
Независимо от результата.
Because Krishna is looking for the essence.
Потому что Кришна смотрит самую суть.
And that is the state of the heart of the devotee.
Состояние сердца преданного.
So we all remember that some of the most intense experiences we had on book distribution are not always associated with big results and big scores.
Поэтому самые экстатические переживания на распространении книг далеко не всегда связаны с какими-то большими результатами.
So I was just in the Urals in Ekaterinburg, and there's one devotee, her name is Tulsi Rupini Devidasi.
Я недавно был в Екатеринбурге, там живет Матаджи Тулси Рупини Девидаси.
And I went out on the street and I saw her distributing books.
Я пошел на улицу посмотреть, как она распространяет.
And I had to ask her, I'm sorry, Mataji, but how old are you?
Я спросил у Матаджи, извините, а сколько вам лет?
And she's 64 years old.
Ей 64 года.
And she has many children and grandchildren.
У нее дети, внуки.
And I asked her, how often are you doing this?
Я спросил ее, как часто вы выходите?
So every day, for 4 hours a day, she's going out to distribute Prabhupada's books.
Каждый день, 4 часа в день, она распространяет книги Шрила Прабхупады.
Now she's 64 years old, she's quite big, she's one of, you know, big babushka, so she just stands in the walking street and she just smiles.
Она стоит на улице, такая большая бабушка с широкой улыбкой на лице.
And then she just calls people over.
И подзывает людей.
Coming, coming.
Иди
and then she gives them a book and she says, this book is about Krishna. I want you to read this book because it will make you happy.
Она говорит, эта книга о Кришне, она сделает тебя счастливой. Я хочу, чтобы ты ее прочитал.
And because she's convinced of what she says and because she lives what she's convinced of, people accept it.
Поскольку она живет этим, то это убеждает людей.
Now sometimes people say, I don't have any money. So she says, that's okay, you can come back tomorrow and bring me the money. I will be waiting here for you. And the next day they come and bring her the money. Because nobody wants to cheat his grandmother. So every day she does 10 Maha books and maybe 40 small books and 80 magazines.
И каждый день она распространяет 10 больших книг, там 40 маленьких и 80 журналов.
And she is so happy in her preaching.
И она так счастлива в проповеди.
So we should see, am I actually happy in Krishna consciousness? Because Chaitanya Charitamrita, this is the life force, this is the actual, this is the essence of Krishna consciousness, the Sankirtan process.
Поэтому мы должны заглянуть внутрь и посмотреть, есть у меня там сознание Кришны или нет, потому что читание Чайтамрита переводится как жизненная сила в сознании Кришны.
Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur has asked every member of the Gaudiya Math to shed 200 gallons of blood for the deliverance of all the fallen conditioned souls.
В одной из своих речей Бхактисиддханта Сарасвати Такур, он обратился к членам Гаудия Матха и сказал, что я хочу, чтобы каждый из вас пролил 200 галлонов крови для того, чтобы убедить людей принять сознание Кришны.
And he said that you might be a sannyasi, you might be very busy in running a temple. Every day go out and knock on at least 5 doors. Just 5 doors every day. Go knock on 5 doors. And I see some devotee even here in Mayapur doing it every day. They just take a few books and talk to a few people. This is people everywhere. There's people running around all over the place.
Я заметил, что многие преданные здесь стоят с маленькими книжками, подходят к людям, здесь повсюду люди.
Before the festival, just so many Gurukul boys selling so many books in the courtyard. You come out and they corner you from all sides, want you to buy that book.
И гурукуляны тоже тут бегают со своими книгами, все время пристают, окружают иногда вчетвером.
So, there's so many examples that we have in our own lives where we can see how this process is actually working. It's not a theory. It's not something that people talk about. It's something that you can actually experience right now, right here.
И можно много говорить, но мы прямо здесь, прямо сейчас можем все это испытать в своей жизни.
I was just traveling all over India and meeting people everywhere where I went, on the bus, on the train, in the plane, in the airports, and you just have to say Hare Krishna, and whoever says Hare Krishna and smiles, you give him a book.
Сейчас я объехал почти всю Индию, и куда бы ни ехал, у меня с собой были книги, и все, что нужно человеку сказать, Hare Krishna, если он улыбается, вы даете ему книгу.
I was waiting in the Mumbai airport for boarding a plane, and in the line in front of the gate, there was one businessman, and he looked at me, and he said, are you studying to be a monk?
This was in India.
Yeah, in Bombay.
В Бомбее я стоял в очереди на самолет, и там в очереди стоял один бизнесмен в шикарном костюме. Он посмотрел на меня, ты что, на монаха учишься?
And I said, yes, I'm trying since 27 years.
Я сказал, да, пытаюсь 27 лет.
And he smiled.
Он улыбнулся.
So if you get people to smile, then you already 50% chance that they will take the book.
Если вы вдохновили человека улыбнуться, то 50%, что он уже возьмет книгу.
So how do you get people to smile?
И как заставить человека улыбнуться?
Well, first of all, if you smile, then people smile right back.
Because если вы сами,
the natural response.
Если вы сами улыбаетесь, люди улыбаются в ответ.
And if you say something that people can agree with, you say something positive that people can agree with.
И также, если вы скажете людям что-то позитивное, с чем они согласятся.
So I just handed him Bhagavad Gita and I said, this is our teachings, this is the scripture.
Я ему сказал, я дал ему Бхагавад Гиту и сказал, это наше учение.
I'm a monk and we don't sell these, but we accept donations.
Мы монахи, мы не продаем, но принимаем пожертвования.
And he gave me 1,000 rupees right there.
И он 1,000 рупий мне пожертвовал прямо на месте.
That was just 20 seconds.
За 20 секунд.
You can distribute books anywhere, on any place. There's no restrictions.
В любом месте, в любое время можно распространять книги без ограничений.
I was distributing books on the security line while people go board here. They go through security to check their bags. So I was just walking in the line and seeing who could take books.
И дальше я пошел туда, где люди пропускают свой багаж, там проходит проверка системы безопасности. Я пошел прямо по всей очереди и смотрел, кто может взять книгу.
In Chennai Airport, there was a tornado, so the flight was delayed by 3 hours. But I had a bag from Tirupati with 500 small books to go to Udupi. And so for these 3 hours, I just went up to all the people who were around there stranded in the airport, and they all were buying books.
И в другом аэропорту там было торнадо, все рейсы задержались, и у меня было с собой в чемодане 500 маленьких книг. И в течение 3 часов я ходил по всему аэропорту и развлекался.
I was even in Ahobilam, you know, in the Singhadev's place.
Вы были в Ahobilam, где Господь Нисимхадев?
There is Ugrastamba, there is that big pillar where Lord Nishinga appeared, and it's quite a climb. You have to climb up there, and it's nice view, but also a bit scary.
Там есть огромная скала, которая говорят, что это колонна, из которой появился Нисимхадев, и туда нужно долго взбираться.
So I was there with some devotees, and we were up there on Ugrastamba, and I just told people, "Welcome to Ugrastamba, you made it," and gave them a book. And they liked it.
Я собрался с книгами на вершину. Я встречал всех, кто туда поднимался. Говорю, поздравляю вас, вы поднялись на эту Уграстамбу. Держите книгу.
So there's no hard and fast rules. Yena tena prakarena mana Krishna seve. Just whatever you do, just carry books with you wherever you go. Always have books.
И нет строгих правил подписания на тену прокаренным. То есть можно просто брать с собой, куда бы они ни пошли, книги и распространять.
One time I was sitting in Vrindavan in class, in Bhagavatam class, and Vishal was sitting next to me.
И однажды я сидел на лекции по Бхагаватам, Вишал Прабху сидел рядом со мной.
You know Vishal?
Знаете Vishal Prabhu?
He's short, he's quite big.
Толстенький.
He always goes on the trains. So I'm sitting next to him, he looks at me, he smiles, I smile back. And he hands me three small books. And I was just focused on class. So I take the books and I look at them. Then look at Vishal. And Vishal says, come on.
Vishal показал, давай пожертвование.
Give me a donation. I'm like, Vishal, you can't do this. We're in Bhagavatam class. This is Vrindavan. This is sacred. And he said, I can't help it. I can't stop, you know. I'm okay. I gave him the money and I went outside near the Samadhi and I catched some tourists from Delhi and I gave them the books. It's nice to see when somebody is a fanatic, when somebody is actually absorbed in their service. When you see Jananivas taking care of the deities, taking care of Prabhupada, just fully focused, fully dedicated to his seva, it gives you joy at heart. You feel there is harmony, there is no ego, there is no attitude, there is no issues. He does not, all the energy just flows according to his desire and his plan because he wants to serve the Lord.
Полная гармония, никаких препятствий для непрерывного потока энергии. Он просто погружен в свое служение Кришне.
So in the same way, if we tune into the same service attitude, into the same mood of Trinada Pisunichena, that I'm a simple, humble servant here, try to deliver the message of the Guru Parampara. Please, my spiritual master, Krishna will empower us.
Если мы будем погружены в такое же настроение слуги, я просто слуга слуги Шукрапады, то мы сможем доставить удовольствие другому учителю.
So as a final word, I'd say, each one teach one. Everybody teach somebody else.
Последнее, что бы я хотел вам передать, это каждый должен научить еще одного.
Whatever it takes, you can create monthly sankirtan festivals where month to month the whole temple goes out.
Все, что хотите, можно один день в месяц устроить, когда весь храм будет выходить на санкиртан.
Or create sankirtan ashrams where new devotees can join and they can dedicate their lives fully to book distribution.
Или вы можете создавать новые ашрамы, куда будут приходить новые преданные санкиртаны и посвящать свою жизнь.
Or you create reading groups and study groups where amongst your friends you study Prabhupada's books and then you want to share them with others.
Или вы можете создавать клубы по изучению книг Шрилы Прабхупады, где вы будете собираться с друзьями, изучать книги Шрилы Прабхупады и потом делиться этим с другими.
There's no limitations.
Никаких ограничений.
I know there's devotees right now as we're talking in many parts of the world who are distributing books right now at this moment.
Даже сейчас, в этот момент, сотни преданных распространяют книги.
It's devotees in South America, they go into schools and go into the classrooms and make announcements and sell 300, 400, 500 small books every day, just speaking to students or on the buses, on the trains.
В Южной Америке преданные ходят по школам, они заходят в аудиторию, где сидят школьники, делают презентацию. Каждый день у них ходят по 300-400 маленьких книг.
But even if you can only distribute one book.
Даже если вы можете распространить одну книгу.
Today is Russian Day.
Сегодня русский день.
But to me it seems like this is Russian festival.
Но для меня это как русский фестиваль вообще.
Because at least 2/3 of the devotees that are here at Mayapur are from former Soviet countries.
So
we should always remember, Prabhupada went to Moscow for 5 days in
71.
And he brought one Bhagavad Gita and one easy journey to other planets. So from that one Bhagavad Gita, boom! The whole Hare Krishna explosion has
taken.
And then they tried to ban it. And it was the best advertisement we ever had for
Bhagavad Gita.
Everybody says, do you have that book that they want to ban? Do you have that? Even if people are not so interested, you say, haven't you read in the newspapers? This is the book that they want to ban. And now it's continuing. Now part two comes. The demons are not giving up so easily. But they don't realize that Krishna has his own plan. He has his own strategy. So we cannot understand the plan of the Lord. On the mundane sphere, how can we understand these devotees? They're so young and they're just leaving this world prematurely.
Как мы с материальной точки можем понять, что эти молодые преданные в таком возрасте уходят?
When Prabhupada was here, there was so much struggle to get Bombay, Juhu, to get Mayapur, to do so many things. There was so much struggle and litigation and court cases and fights involved.
Когда же Прабхупада был здесь, сколько здесь было проблем? С постоянные суды, постоянные проблемы приобрести землю в Майяпуре, отвоевать эту землю в Бомбее.
So Krishna is manifesting himself in this world through the desire of his devotees. He appeared in the prison cell of King Kamsa. So Krishna has his own sweet desire, how he manifests himself and how he executes his plan. We can simply take part in this mission and absorb ourselves, and this will be our greatest advantage. So Bhakti Sibhushan is the school of life. If you want to learn how life works, Bhakti Sibhushan is the best way, is the best therapy. Like we're going to Kirtan Mela and it's therapy, but we can do book distribution every day of the year. It's available freely. So thank you all for your sincere participation and dedication to the movement of Srila
Prabhupada.
Please keep up the good work, and by your glorious example, so many others will become inspired. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki, Harinam Sankirtan Yagya ki, Chance of Book Distribution ki, Premanandi ki.
Thank you, so tomorrow will be the last day of the seminars. Tonight there will be the book distribution awards, which is at 7:30 in the big pandal there next to the Vamsi Bhavan over there in the corner. So thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Tomorrow also.
Сегодня вечером 7:30 в большом подале рядом с Вамсибаваном будет награждение ведущих преданных.